Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 197, Psalm 143, Songs of the Birds. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Is not that a mistake? Does it not say, cause me to see your loving kindness? No, it is quite correct. It says, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. Did you not hear it this morning? If not, listen for it tomorrow morning. I heard it this morning. It began with break of day. There was a chirp, a twitter, and then a burst of melody. I looked in every direction out of doors, but could not see a single bird, although the whole air was full of their music. It seemed as though from every bit of space a silver throat was pouring forth song. That was the loving kindness, the goodness of the Lord, of which the whole earth is full. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. It is revealed to and by those who trust in the Lord. And the song of the birds is always the spontaneous outburst of trust in his keeping power. Listen to it, and then let the ever-new song be in your heart, for he cares for you. Everybody is familiar with songs that tell about Christians afloat on a ship at sea, sailing toward the harbor of heaven. But few break the spell that a jangling melody casts over them, sufficiently to remember that such songs make havoc of God's word. We have hope as an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, it is true. But ships do not use their anchor when they are sailing, and we are to use ours all the time. The ship at anchor does not drift. Moreover, there is nothing more disastrous to a ship than a rock, but the solid rock is the Christian's only safety. No, the Christian's relation to the troubled sea is not that of a ship tossed upon it, but of a lighthouse standing immovable amid the raging billows, because it is anchored to the rock of ages. Did you ever notice that the birds utter their song of rejoicing and praise the first thing in the morning, because they set about gathering their morning meal? If you stop to think, you will remember that it is so. There is a concert in which everyone takes part for about an hour at daybreak, and after that you will hear scarcely a note for an hour or two. Every bird, having offered its tribute of thanksgiving, is then engaged in gathering the food which God has spread for it, and for which it gave thanks beforehand. They do not worry for fear they will not receive anything. They simply trust and show forth the loving kindness of God. Go and do likewise. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. This garment of praise is what God gives us in the Sabbath, for the psalm for the Sabbath day we read. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning, and your faithfulness every night. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. The Sabbath means absolute trust and rest in the Lord, and so, joy in him. Perfect submission, perfect delight.